Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
I just wanna sit here at your feet, caught up in this holy moment. I never wanna leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings, Jesus, you don't owe me anything, more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry just say another song, take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. And I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're
I'm not here for blame.
Good morning and top of the morning to all our listeners. Yes, it's another lovely day the Lord has made. You're welcome to Radio Africana and this is Morning Dew. Okay, another lovely day in the month of September. How time flies. How much time really flies. We're in the ninth month and we're midway already. Wow, really time does fly. Well, let's just start by committing our session this morning to the Lord. We just want Him, only Him. Nothing else will do. No one else can do. There is no substitute for our God. And so, Father, we thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for Your loving kindness. Thank You for the privilege that is today. Thank You, Lord, for the miracle of sleeping and waking. Thank You for the breath that only You can give. It's of Your mercies that we're not consumed. We just want to remember You, Lord, in the light of all our listeners, all that are tuned in today, wherever they are listening from. I pray that You be with them. I pray that You strengthen them. I pray that You encourage them. Lord, we just commit our session, even this morning, unto You. Ask, Lord, that You take total and absolute control. Thank You for how far You brought us in our walk with You, walking with the Lord. Thank You for the things that the Spirit has been teaching us as we glean the scriptures. We just commit the rest of our session this morning. Take total and absolute control. Let Your name alone be glorified. Thank You, Lord, for all Your provisions. Thank You, Lord, for food, for raiment, for shelter, good health. Thank You for all of our listeners that are awake now and are tuned in at this moment. For those that are not with us, we ask, Lord, that You remember them also in the mighty name of Jesus. All this we ask of You and we thank You in Jesus' precious name. Okay, good morning, lovely people, and welcome to another edition of Morning Dew. Right, a quick recap. Last week, we were just trying to finish up on our interesting story in 1 Samuel chapter 30, and we talked about the fact that David had taken, you know, the initiative to follow instructions, you know, for from the priest. Okay, and he had made some inquiries. Should I go? Should I overtake? Would I overtake? Would I recover all? And we read in the rest of chapter 30 that he did follow the instruction. He met an ally. And a couple of things we mentioned in that program. And one is the fact that we make our plans, but it's the Lord that determines our steps. We see this in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9. So man makes his plans. A man's mind plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure. We have that in Amplified Version. Classic, you know, Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9. So obviously David had his plans. We talked about him getting to the brook with 600 men and thinking, okay, they were carrying on this assignment, following instruction. 200 of the men were exhausted and he had to carry on without them, you know, and he went on anyway without them. And he met an orchestrated ally. And that's very important. We talked about some of the allies he had met on his journey and the fact that the Lord, you know, gives us allies. The Webster's Dictionary defines one that's associated with another as a helper, a person or group that provides assistance and support in an ongoing effort, activity or struggle. So in our ongoing efforts, in our activities, in our challenges or struggles, the Lord can send us allies. All right, so we see this demonstrated in the story that we're reading here. And we must note that in our walk with the Lord, there are times when He sends destiny helpers or allies to help us, to provide assistance and needed encouragement and support. So we may never fail to recognize them, you know, as an answer to prayer. So we, you know, find this demonstrated in this important story. So a couple of things that we learned from that edition last week. All right, so we want to move forward, and we're asking critical questions that need some of the counsel we've been sharing in our walk with God. We ask, what do you do when all is lost? Okay, the Bible talks about the seven lean cows that swallowed up the seven fat cows. So what if that's your situation? You've got seven lean cows that have followed your swallowed up your seven fat cows, you know, defining a particular time that is challenging in our lives. You know, when the olive tree does not produce fruit, what do you do? When the fig tree does not bear, when the things that you're anticipating and expecting don't turn out the way that you want them to do, you know, when all that you're banked on has been a disappointment to you, What do you do? What do you do when you make a terrible decision? Right? So there are many words, you know, of encouragement for us in these stories in such times, and we need to remain conscious of the love of God even when you cannot understand what He is doing. So that's our focus on today, that we know we have a God that is, that we serve, and He's a God of love. So let's look at a scripture that helps us. I think it's in 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to read from verses 7. Beloved, let us love one another. So, for love is of God. So, we see straight away that we're encouraged and admonished by the scriptures to love one another, that love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Verse 8 says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So we see here that not only is, you know, are we admonished to love one another, but that we must keep our vibrant, conscious relationship with God, okay? Because God is love. Love is not something God does, but rather it defines the very essence of who God is, okay? So it's a divining attribute of God, okay? It signifies an unconditional self-sacrifice, sacrificial kind of love, which God demonstrated to all of humanity when He sent His only begotten Son to atone for all of humanity. You know, so Bible talks about while we were yet sinners, God loved us. God sent His Son to die on the cross. So the God kind of love demonstrates its unconditional, you know, expression towards those that He loves. So God's unconditional expression, so it's not based on if you love Him, not based on if you respond to Him. God loves each and every one of us unconditionally. God loves us even while He's expecting that we will reciprocate or respond to His love at some point in our journey. So it's unconditional. It's demonstrated by sacrificial giving. All right, He sent His only begotten Son, you know, that whosoever believed, you know, should not perish but have eternal life. So He demonstrated that love, and that Son came to carry out, you know, the plan of reconciliation, to reconcile all of us, to pay the price for our sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So His Son came to demonstrate that love of God, and that He was willing to pay the price, to be the sacrifice, to be our substitute. What an awesome demonstration of love. Now we are encouraged and admonished, okay, that we love one another. All right, so let's see a little bit more in that same verse. There's some more we can. That's 1 John, and we're looking at verses 1 to 8. Verse 9 says, in this love of God was manifested towards us, that He sent His only begotten Son in the world, that we might live through Him. He even gives us the privilege to live His life, to live an eternal life, to have that life find expression in each and every one of us. In this love, not that we loved God, again, emphasis there, even when we didn't know Him or love Him reciprocated, that He sent His, you know, Son to die, that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation of our sins, the one that will bear our sins, you know. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Okay, so that's so important, that we love one another. It's an admonishment, you know, in the scriptures. Now, no one has seen God at any time, and if we love one another, okay, He abides in us. So our loving one another is a demonstration that He is in us, He abides in us, and His attribute is finding expression in us. Okay, important attribute of God's love. And His love has been perfected in us. Okay, by this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because it was what it was given. He has, beg your pardon, He has given us His Spirit. So it's His Spirit that's in us. It's His Spirit that's in us, and we're able to give expression to that attribute of God. And that's why we're encouraged with that spirit in us, find expression in and through us. We are to love, you know, one another. All right, so when we look at our questions again, what do you do when all fails? Always remember to stay in that consciousness. Remain conscious of the love of God. Even when you cannot understand what He's doing, okay, you must remain conscious of His love. All right, so there may be times, and like we've just described, when nothing works, when everything is gone, you know, tipsy-turvy, in a different direction, when things are not working the way we expect. A great deal of the time, okay, happens to you when you are convicted or convinced that His love, you must make sure you stay in an atmosphere, okay, where you are convicted and convinced that regardless of what you're going through, He loves you in spite of whatever you're experiencing or going through. So this is very important. What do you do in those times? Remain conscious consistently. Guard your mind, guard your heart. Make sure that you're not entertaining any thoughts that shifts your conviction, okay, your belief, okay, your grounding in the fact God is love, God loves you in spite of whatever you're experiencing or going through. Okay, one of the things we mentioned last weekend is just important to reiterate that the very nature and attribute of God does not change because of what you're going through. It does not change. So these remain consistent, His attributes, His very nature, you know. And you want to make sure that when you're in your stormy season, think about you being in stormy weather, you need some stability, then you want to be anchored, you want to be undergirded, you want to be supported by something, you know, that is not shifting. And the love of God is that very, very anchor for your soul at this time. Okay, so this love of God gives you a sense of security when you know that He loves you. It assures you that He is all for you. He's in your boat, He's on your side, He's fighting for you. Okay, you can be rest assured. And because He's not a man that should lie, okay, all these attributes, this nature of God, these thoughts towards you are all rooted, they're all firm, they are not shaking or shifting like your condition may be. So anchor yourself knowing this. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, they are thoughts of peace and not of evil. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. You know, King James Version say, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So even when you're going through what you're going through, His thoughts are, you know, in the direction of your great desires. His thoughts are going in the direction of your predominant anticipation, all right, to get to your goal, to get to your destination, to come out, to break through, to be the owner of a testimony, whatever that is. His thoughts and He thinks towards you, okay, are thoughts of peace, to give you, not of evil, to grant unto you that expected end. So what you're going through is temporal, what you're going through is for a season, but there's a far greater glory that will come out of it if you can hold on loving the Lord, hold on trusting Him, hold on to His promises. He says, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. This is the Amplified Version, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. We talked about that which we see, we don't hope for. So the final outcome is something you are hoping for, is something you anticipating, something that you're expecting. And His thoughts towards you, His plans are to make sure that you get to your expected end, that you take delivery of that desire that you have. May the Lord help us even as we trust in Him, as we go through our journeys. Okay, so be encouraged regardless of what you're going through. The Lord will see you through. The Lord will make a way for you. The Lord remains, you know, firm concerning his promises towards you, and he will make room for you in the name of Jesus. We'll take a break now, and we'll come back and just look at, you know, how we can stand in those stormy periods walking with the Lord, anchoring ourselves on the fact that God is love. See you on the flip side.
Why do we do the things we do when it hurts you? I'll never understand why. We're at a place in our lives where we're tired of all the lies and the pain we feel inside. We wanna make it right. I have nothing else to give except my life. Please accept this offering.
Sometimes I cry,
yeah,
when I think of all that I
hold you inside.
we had a lovely break. He loves me. And we're back from that break. You're tuned to Morning Dew. Okay, it's a lovely, lovely thing. Looking at walking with God, we recapped on our session last week, and this morning we're focusing on just having that consciousness that God is love. We looked at 1 John chapter 4 and read a few verses from verses 7 to 9, you know, that God is not just something he does as a loving God, but it's the very essence of his personality, and he demonstrated his unconditional love to each and every one of us. Now it's important at this point to really be able to get what I call an arsenal, okay, your stack of equipment. The Word of God is your sword, a double-edged sword, and make sure that you are armed with the thoughts expressed in the Word of God. And it's always good to have this in advance so that when you're confronted with what you're going through, then you can deploy, you know, the Word of God into that situation, deploy the thoughts that are contained in the Word of God into the reality of what you're facing, and to encourage yourself. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. So Psalm 23, which you're familiar with, said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So whatever it is you're going through, he is your shepherd, you lack no provision. Though it tarry, will not tarry. At the time appointed, that provision will speak. Now he makes me to lie down in green pastures. So there's a season where he makes you to lie in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. That's another season where he's leading you, and you can see the terrain changes, the circumstances will change. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Okay, so these are different parts of the walk with the Lord. He's leading us beside the still waters. That's a walk. Stroll with me by the still waters. He restores my soul. So while I'm walking with him in his presence, there's what he's doing. There's a restoration. May the Lord restore each and every one of us where we need restoration. May he, you know, equip us. May he empower us. May he energize us. May he quicken us. Whatever we need in terms of restoring of our souls, he does that. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now verse 4, it's very interesting. That's where I really want to go. What do you do when things are tough? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Okay, again, amplified, his thoughts towards you are not of evil, so there's no need to fear any evil. Why? For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You know, so there's a lot written in just that lovely psalm, and there's so many other ones we can encourage ourselves, you know, from the scripture way. And we are admonishing such things. Get the your armory. You'll have your stockpile of the Word of God, of words of encouragement, and utilize them, deploy them in the challenging time, in that trying season, and they will just remind you of the goodness of God. Okay? Right, we also have Psalm 91, which is very popular. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and is my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely, right, he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Okay, he shall cover you with his feathers. All right, and under his wings you shall take refuge. So he is a place of refuge. He is one that can protect us. We can come under the protection that the Psalms let us know is our inheritance, is our, you know, entitlement, even in the times of trouble. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. That's why we look into the truth embedded in this scripture, so that they become our shield and our buckler even in that time. They become a sort of defense. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness. So regardless of the arrows by day, or the pestilence that walks by night, whatever the season, whatever the circumstance, nor the destruction that lays waste, you know, at noonday, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. So we us with these words and know that God is, you know, with us in spite of how we feel, in spite of the raging, you know, the projectiles that are sent in our direction, how we may be feeling. You know, that's another one to really, really, you know, battle with your feelings, your emotions, you know. But regardless of those, that your feelings and emotions are not reliable, you need to trust in the Lord. So our admonition here is, be conscious of his love, okay? Be conscious of his promises towards you. Now, Jeremiah 31 verse 3 says, the Lord hath appeared of old times unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Wow. The Lord has appeared to his people in old times and declared, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You know, the Bible says, draw near to God and he will draw near to us. So let us know that he draws us into the warm embrace of his presence with his, you know, unconditional love. The Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. That's the NIV version. All right. So please, you know, meditate on these scriptures, use them for your confession as often as you can, you know, confessing that I am loved of God, I am loved unconditionally, I am a child of God, you know, you are precious to him. And make sure that you are conscious and aware that he loves you so much and is even jealous over you. You only need to look at the investment that he has placed in your life and know that the Lord really loves you. He's jealous about you, all right? And so he's ever with you. His love is constantly in your direction to favor your righteous cause. And like I said, I think sometime last week, and I always say, even when you cannot hear the voice, trust in his presence. Okay, so you may not hear an audible voice, you may not hear the rhema word, but you can be rest assured his promises are yea and amen to you. And there are times, you know, there are times when even, you know, you feel like there's no one in the boat, his presence is there with you. In your trying, stormy seasons of life, you cannot trace his voice. You must rest in the fact that his presence is there with you. Okay, so we were asking the question, what do we do? Stay conscious of the love of God regardless of the definition of your circumstance. Even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, we've just seen that in the Psalms, I shall not fear any evil. Okay, he did not say he will speak with you. There is no conversation in this season. So there are seasons where there's no conversation, but that does not negate the fact that he's still present with you. You know, Moses did not just request for the voice of God, he requested for the presence of God. And so we must know that that is something that God has assured us. You can be assured of his presence, okay, is there even when the voice is not traceable. But you can also be sure that if you stay waiting, knowing that he's there with you, soon at some point the voice, you know, comes through and everything will change. All right, so all things will work together for your good. The Lord is always with you. He says, he that spared not his own son but believed, they delivered him up for us, how shall he not, you know, with him also freely give us all things. So we have this in Romans chapter 8 verse 32. You know, so he's not sparing anything. He's giving his best. He's giving his only begotten son. He's beloved because he loves you. Think about that for a season. You know, what are you prepared to give up? And even when you didn't know God, out of him demonstrating his love towards you, he released to you and I his only begotten son as a sacrificial sacrifice to demonstrate his unconditional love. So when you're in those trying situations, trust in the presence and know that because you are in his presence, there's what's going on. You may not be aware, you may not see it, but trust me, there's a work he's doing in and through you that's affecting and changing your circumstance. And sometimes these circumstances are not things that we can shove aside or bypass or go around. It's only one way to go through, but know that in going through, that God is with you. The Bible says in Zechariah, I think it's 3:17, thy God is with you in the midst of thee as a mighty, mighty man of God. So he's there as a shield, he's there as a buckler, he's there as a defender, he's there as one that has the ability to protect you in spite of what you're going through. Now, one of the things that we need to recognize that he's allowed you, providence has allowed you to be in that circumstance, to be in that situation, and maybe there is a reason, you know. So sometimes we want to wait on him and lead, you know, follow the leading of the Spirit in spite of what the atmosphere or the environment or the situation or circumstance might, you know, present. Let's know the Lord is with us, providence has, you know, allowed for it, and so there must be a reason. When you desire to know the worth of whatever you have access to, okay, whenever you want to know the worth, okay, of whatever you have access to. So if we have access to the presence of God, if we have access to the love of God, then we need to trace the sacrifice, okay, that was paid for it. So when we think about the fact that we have access to the Son, to the Father through the Son, when we think about the fact that he died on the cross, think about the price that he paid, then you can understand the worth of having the Son, the worth of you having access to the Father through the Son, the worth of you having eternal life, as you know, that which is promised to each and everyone that believed in his redemptive plan. He paid a great price, it cost him the life of his Son. And so in terms of the worth, you must know that that's something of worth that the Lord has given to each one of us. All right, so trace what was invested in getting this valuable asset, this valuable attribute of God across to you. That's so important. You know, you desire to know the worth, okay, of the Father, then you look to Jesus, the Son, okay. Refuse to be offended in God, no matter what the enemy throws at you. Now, this is something we have to be very careful. A lot of people tend to want to get upset with God. Why this? Why that? Just because you're going through a rough patch. Listen, it's not like that. And who are we to judge? You know, sometimes you go through that rough patch, you have no idea. He's using that to delay you from something that's ahead that is not, you know, working for your righteous cause. There's so much on the bigger picture, so much beyond the horizon, so much that we don't see and understand. So let's trust in the love of God. Let's trust in his presence. Let's trust that his thoughts towards us are of good, not of evil, and resist the temptation. Refuse to be offended. You know, offense is a bait that the enemy uses to get you off your course. Did you get that? When the enemy is fishing, is prowling, he uses offense as a bait. Do not take the bait of offense, okay? It's a trap set by the enemy to get you off track, to get you distracted. No matter what the enemy throws at you, you must not accept that bait of offense. He will try everything to get you offended. Beware, that is a trap, okay? If the enemy, you know, can get you angry and upset, you know, then he's accomplished what he wanted to do. But if you can stay, you know, unruffled, you can stay unmovable, you can stay not taking that bait of offense, then you will come through victorious at the other side. So in those tough times, that's exactly what he's trying to do, let you get offended. How many people find that they get angry, they get impatient, they want to do the then they start to tell you re, listen, calm down. Some people, you don't know how loud they are until they're in problem. Then you start to, in fact, think you start to hear words. No, I don't want to go down, but I'm just thinking, you know, some people never been to the hospital and they're very Christianese. Suddenly they're in the doctor's clinic now, and the nurse is bringing, yeah, turn over, I want to give injection. Hey, then you start to hear the kind of things that come out of their mouth. Listen, regardless of what you're going through, you need to just hold reins on your anger, on the things you would like to say, you know, or hey, not the time. The Lord help you to hold your peace. The Lord help you to remain calm. The Lord help you to respond appropriately. There's a response that is not appropriate. There's a response that is not godly. Amen, people of God. Right. It says, though he slain me, I will still praise him. Job chapter 13, verse 15. It says, though he slain me, yet I will trust in him. It's very easy to read that scripture. When we start getting the slaining, when we start getting dealt with, you know, you want to know a man, put him under pressure and see what he's really made of. Then the real thing on the inside will come out. Yet I will trust him. Okay, but I will maintain my own ways before him. That's what we need to do. But I will maintain my own ways before him. You know, I was talking to somebody this morning, and we're talking about the fact that oftentimes we have ways we have been trained, ways that we've been groomed, you know, in the upbringing, and so there are ways we respond to the different things that happen around us. But we must make sure, regardless of that training, that upbringing, what will normally be your default, okay, you want to ensure that you are not yielding to the bait of Satan, you are not behaving in an ungodly manner, and you're not responding inappropriately. We'll take another break now, and then we'll continue in the rest of our program after the break.
What amazing grace that you've shown, so patiently, and you waited for me, just for me. Oh, you called out my name through my past, covered my shame. This amazing grace you've shown, so patient.
Yeah. timely, and you, you wait.
Morning, welcome back from our break. Yes, we need to make sure, ensure, regardless of what is happening in your trying situation, you do not accept the bait of offense. It is a trap. It is a trap of the enemy. Okay. And so our attitude is, what should our appropriate response be? Though he slain me, I will still praise him. Regardless of what you're going through, you want to maintain. It says in Job 13 verse 15, though he slain me, yet I will trust in him. But he goes on to say, but I will maintain my own ways before him. So your ways before him, your stance before him, your posture before him must not shift because of what you're going through. And so that attitude of prayer, that attitude of praise, adoration, standing before the presence of the Ancient of Days, you know, is something that must be maintained even when you're going through whatever it is you're going through. I've always said this, anybody can praise God when everything's going well. The challenge is when things are not going the way you expected, when things didn't turn out the way you anticipated, when things are looking like you made a terrible mistake. Can you maintain your ways, your attitude, and your posture? You know, that is an appropriate response. That is the response of faith. That situation, that circumstance will not throw me off, must not shake your boat. You still want to maintain the right attitude and appropriate response. There shouldn't be any story that you hear, no report that is brought before you, no prophecy, no revelation or message that can throw our way, you know, that can be thrown our way to convince us to the contrary, that God loves us. So important. Nothing that comes your way, nothing that is said to you, nothing that is brought as a story, a fable, a report, a counsel, none of those things must shift. Even as the counsel of God concerning you remains fixed, remains forever settled, so should your trust and confidence in him, in his word, in his promises remain unshakable. Okay, know that God loves you unconditional. So remain resolute, remain unruffled in such times. These are trying times. These are the times when it will be seen that your faith is tested. And I pray that you pass every test of your faith with flying colors, that you excel those testings of the Lord and you come through. And the Bible says he rewards those that diligently seek him. You seek him, you seek his counsel, you seek his face, you seek his presence with the same posture, the same attitude as you would have even when everything was okay. Make sure you remain unruffled. Make sure you remain unshakable. Make sure none of those change the consciousness of the fact that God loves you and that you know that you're loved of God. Okay? The Bible makes us to understand that his thoughts towards us are of good. His thoughts are all together for your good. All together for your good. So be consistently conscious of this truth. It's so important. The Bible says we know that all things work together for them that love God. So we started off our series today, our session, knowing that God is love and he loves us unconditionally. He's demonstrated his love towards us. The Bible is making you know that we must know that all things work together for good for them that love God. Okay, to them that are called according to his purpose. So the Lord has called you. The Lord has, you know, made his promises towards you. The Lord is faithful to you. The Lord is testing you at this time. This is not the time to fail on the promises of God. This is not the time. He's going to change his purposes towards you, you know. So we want to make sure that even in such times, we remain, you know, resilient. We remain unruffled. We remain in the same posture. It's coming to shift you, coming to test your resilience, you know, towards the love of God. All right. Right, so just one scripture I want to mention here as we go, and just different Bibles, different versions put it in different ways. Isaiah 43, okay, verse 21, and I'll suggest we look it up in different versions. It says, "This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise." So God has formed you for himself, okay, and you shall declare his praise. Some other verse says they will give expression to his glory. All right, so even in your trying times, you are created by God to give expression, even in that strange environment, even in that strange circumstance. I remember the songs by the rivers of Babylon, you know, when the people of God were there, and they asked the question, how can we sing the Lord's song even in this strange place? So sometimes you find yourself in a strange place, but even there, the voice of the people of God praising their God needs to be heard. Okay, you are the one that will bring the expression of the glory of the Lord. Remember, his expectation is that his glory will find expression all over the earth, even as the waters cover the earth. So you are the ones that will give amplitude. You are the ones that can give expression, all right, even in the midst, you know, of a strange land, even in the midst of strange circumstances. It shouldn't change your posture towards God. Give him praise, adore him, worship him, okay. Give him a true expression of yourself. All right, so we've come to literally the last few minutes of our session today. I hope you've really been blessed. We have looked at the major resolute here, or decision, is that regardless of what you go through, God doesn't change, and you just need to maintain a right and appropriate attitude and posture. And Job tells us, I will maintain my ways before the Lord. Let nothing shift your ways before the Lord, even in those trying times. Lovely people, till we meet again, same time on the same channel. It's been a lovely time being with you. I pray the Lord strengthen you. I pray the Lord encourage you. I pray the Lord reassure you in the times of trouble that his presence is with you. He's doing a work in you. He's causing all things to work together for your good, because you are called according to his purpose. Till we meet again, same time on the same channel. God bless you. Take care and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Bye for now.
Whatever you need, you came here with tonight. God is awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. Holy are you, Lord? All creation call you God. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. How great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We're standing on of your holy name. Lord, we bow down and worship you. Oh, just lift up your hands to him. Holy are you, Lord.
Are you, Lord?
All of creation.
All creation.
Holy God. your hands, say worthy.
Worthy
is your name.
Is your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We worship your majesty.
Sing holy, 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 holy.
Holy
are you, Lord.
This is Radio Africana.
Is a testimony.